There was a horrific situation that was taking place in Washington, D.C., where the bodies of five preterm babies were discovered by the D.C. Metropolitan Police Department. The children were apparently from the West Washington Surgery Clinic in Washington, D.C., a facility operated by the late-term abortionist. Instead of ensuring that the horrific deaths of these children were properly investigated, which is actually what the law requires, the police made the assumption that each child died as a result of a legal abortion. They made this assumption without conducting any investigation or any medical evaluation or autopsies. In fact, some doctors have examined the pictures of these babies and found evidence that would support the conclusion that these children were killed through illegal and egregious partial birth abortion. So it's discovered. Then they want to destroy the evidence. This is the evidence of a possible crime. We'll get into the whole aspect of a dignified burial. But there should the law required a real criminal investigation be taking place, Cece.
Right.
And they didn't do it.
And what's crazy is the medical examiner is the one that was going to destroy the bodies of these babies. But on behalf of, they actually got a direction letter from the Department of Justice to go ahead and destroy these five babies' bodies because they didn't need them anymore. But they've not done an investigation. So they literally were going to destroy evidence of partial birth abortion, which is illegal, and they don't care to even look into it. And what's amazing is another kind of twist to this is that the pro-lifers that actually brought these babies' aborted bodies to the attention of the police, they actually now have come under scrutiny, and they had charges filed against them.
Yeah.
So they don't go after the abortionist, but they go after the pro-lifers that actually turn these babies over to the police.
What I want you to understand is that this case should be a criminal investigation being conducted by Metropolitan Police detectives, not the Department of Justice and the D.C. Metro Police saying, dispose of the evidence. And that's how they call it. You know, get rid of the evidence.
Yeah. And that is very telling. Again, that the Biden administration and the police department don't want these bodies examined to show that they were done, illegally by a partial birth abortion procedure.
So for 2 years, and despite the fact that the D.C. law requires, as I said, medical autopsies, after these mysterious deaths, nothing had been done. We were prepared to file an emergency writ of mandate in the Washington, D.C. courts to make sure these bodies were not destroyed. We didn't have to do that because of the quick action of our legal department. The D.C. Metro said they will not be destroying these unborn children. They will not be cremating the remains. And now we still may have to go to court on it because we'll see where it plays out.
Your team, the ACLJ team, sent an email to the general counsel of the Washington, D.C. medical examiner, and I love this. They said, if you do not respond to us by 12:30 p.m. on Friday, we are going into court. Jay, listen to this. At 12:26, 4 minutes before that deadline, the general counsel for the D.C. medical examiner contacts them, and hours before these babies were to be cremated, and says, they will not be destroyed. They will not be cremated. And we are considering all options. There are three groups, the diocese, myself represented by the ACLJ, and 45 members of Congress.
The great news in this is, first of all, that you were aware of the situation. You notified us, and immediately we put a team on it. And the end result is, at least for now, it's not over, at least for now, they're not destroying the children. They're not going to destroy it, which is also evidence of a criminal trial that they failed to investigate.
Yeah, and that is what is so ridiculous, too. Obviously, these are children that deserve a decent burial, as Reverend Mahoney said, absolutely. But it's also evidence in a criminal trial.
Right.
And for the Department of Justice, Biden's Department of Justice, to send a directive to the chief medical examiner and say, dispose of those bodies, that is inexcusable. That is inexcusable. They're trying to get rid of evidence that shows illegal abortions were taking place at this abortion clinic.
The reality is this was a destruction of evidence case, not only a pro-life case, but it was a destruction of evidence case by the Department of Justice and the D.C. medical examiner.
Yeah, and this is the perfect example of us needing to be able to act in a moment's notice, which we did here. Just like Reverend Mahoney said, We got the evidence. We fired off the letter. And literally with 6 minutes, you know, the deadline we gave, we got an announcement that, yes, we're not going to be destroying these babies.
What you were able to do is actually reframe this as more of a murder investigation, a crime.
A true crime.
It kind of sounds like a true crime story. It doesn't feel like, and that's how you start winning over people's minds and hearts. It's how you reframed everything for religious freedom and making it a First Amendment issue, not a religious freedom issue. It's the same kind of thing when it comes to life. It's finding a way to reach people who are maybe otherwise unreachable by just faith alone.
For 2 years, this was supposed to be investigated. There is actually a D.C. law that the medical examiner is required to perform an autopsy after any mysterious death, and here nothing's been done to examine these babies, determine their cause of death, or provide them with a proper burial. But it was obvious when you saw them that that was the product of a late-term abortion. So, yes, it's pro-life, but there was a crime committed, and it's not equal justice under the law when they're not getting their fair share.